Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to sort of comment on something I've noticed in myself, and I've noticed a lot in the kind of emails and questions that people have been sending me on social media and asking in some of our online groups. And the question varies. So it started for me, I first noticed it when I kept flicking on the news and I kept checking my news feed. And this started about a month ago when there were more and more reports coming in about the coronavirus and about the possible impact on the economy. And I couldn't quite understand why I was so obsessively watching the news, because it didn't seem like that big a deal yet. And then one day I realized that the reason I kept doing it is because I was trying to answer a question I didn't even know I had in my head. And the question was, should I be afraid? And when people started reaching out to me and started emailing me about, hey, what do you think about what's going on with the coronavirus? And hey, what do you think about, you know, the idea of self-quarantining? And hey, do you think I should stock up on supplies? And questions that, in all honesty, I'm not qualified to answer for other people. I am barely qualified to answer them for myself. But I realized that for them too, the underlying question, the question behind the question, was just, should we be afraid? Should we be worried about this? And once I realized that that was the real question, the answer was really simple. Should you be afraid? No. Now, how can I say that? How can I say that? Especially since that time, things have gotten so much clearly worse. The spread of the virus has gotten so much wider. The effect on the economy has started to be so much more pronounced. Surely, if anything, I should be saying, yes, be afraid, be very afraid. But here's the problem. Fear doesn't help. Never has. Never will. The only thing fear helps with is helping us notice that we've gone away from home, that we've gotten caught up in our head, we've gotten caught up in some unhelpful thinking, and we're not at our best right now. We don't have full access to the kind of resourcefulness and creativity and lightheartedness and clarity of mind and freedom of mind that we all have when we're present, aware, and at our best. So, should you be afraid? No. But should you pay attention? Yeah. Yeah, that seems like a really good idea. Should you do what makes sense to you to do to take care of yourself and others? Of course. Absolutely. I had one person who reached out to me who was very upset with me for not being afraid early on because they were already afraid. And it seemed like it was going to become very contentious until they realized, oh, I was doing all the same things to keep me and my family and my people safe. I just wasn't doing it from fear. I was doing it from clarity of mind. I was doing it because it seemed kind of like the obvious common sense thing to do. And fear and common sense are at almost opposite ends of the spectrum. Now, I'm guessing that at least somebody out there, and maybe it's you, is going, well, I get that, okay, I shouldn't be afraid, it doesn't help, but I'm freaking terrified. What do I do? And there are a few things that I've learned I can do when I'm freaking terrified. And the first, and in really every way, the most important, is to understand what that terror is telling me. It's telling me I've gotten caught up in my thinking. I've gotten lost in thought, and I've lost the moment. So the most important thing I can do is find the moment again. Well, how do you find the moment? Well, you find the moment through your body is the easiest way I know. Lean into the sensations of what you're experiencing is fear or terror. Feel them. I don't know if you've ever been like in a lot of pain and somebody said, just breathe through it, feel into it, stay with it. and it passes. The psychologist Gay Hendricks wrote a book called The 10-Second Miracle, which was a book about how when we just spend 10 seconds actually in our bodies feeling what our bodies are feeling, that feeling begins to shift. When you focus on the feeling, it takes your mind off all the crazy thinking, all the scary thinking, and it helps bring you back to now, where everything you need is waiting for you, including you. The other way that I've learned to find the moment when I've lost it is to listen. And it doesn't matter what I listen to. You could listen to this podcast again. You could listen to the room that you're in. You could listen to a piece of music that you like. But just listen. Listen with nothing on your mind as best you can. Listen like a rock with ears. Listen like a video camera or an audio mic would listen. And there's something about that kind of pure listening. Listening to the moment. Listening for the moment. That brings us back to ourselves. Takes us away from our scary thinking about imaginary futures and scary pasts and back to the here and now. Have fun, learn heaps, don't be afraid, and I'll talk with you soon.